you describe what that dance was like?
No.
You don't remember?
Don't remember.
But,
it was funny the way it was all over with. I didn't know what that was.
But your mother was just playing a...
Yeah, and then it was all over. She told me that she was so... I was afraid that he might go to church and tell that they'd had a frolic and get them all in. Up in the church, and she said she knew she wasn't doing any harm. She said they'd had a big corn shuck and they just had to have a little front some way or another.
Hands
out.
Ask about what?
This is
Abbeen Stringens
and apple cuttings.
Oh, Abbeen Stringens and apple cuttings.
Oh, apple cuttings,
yeah. How did they differ? Was that the same kind of a...
Yes, about the same thing.
And it was the... Did they ever do any... Did they ever take at a corn shuck, and I don't know if they do it at the apple cutting or the... Would they have a prize?
No, they didn't have no prize.
They put something in the middle? Putting a gallon jug of liquor in the middle of the, underneath the corn, the pile of corn.
Well, I'm not done with it. I don't know it.
And the stuff on the corn that you have to, after you take the shuck off, then you have
to... silk it.
You silk it. You call that silking it. What was a bean stringing? I mean,
Well, you pick the beans and you break each end off, you know, take the string off.
And people would get together and go to different people's houses?
Oh, yes.
How many of those would you say you'd like, how many of those would you go to in a year?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
I mean, if you had a bean stringing at your house, would that mean that you'd have a bean stringing at everybody else's house, too?
No, not the same night.
No, not the same night. But now, some of those crops, didn't they used to go around and go from house to house? And
Well, you know, the picker beans and the dried beans, and they maybe pick 5-6 bushels, 10 bushels, just on the family, and then they'd string them on the next day. Then they could pick them all up, you know, what that's going to dry, why they dry them, and what that's going to... We didn't have no cans. We had to dry them or pick them or something, you know, to have them beans.
But, I mean, maybe would they have, say, at your house, they'd have a bean stringing, and then maybe at another time they'd have a corn husking at somebody else's house? Is that the way it worked? And what about an apple cutting? Now, that's interesting.
Well, they peel and cut the apples and put them out on scaffolds, great big scaffolds, and dried them, and sold them.
But, like, it would just be a one-person's house, someone who had an orchard or something, and a lot of apples?
We had... this whole outfit down here was orchard, and the big wind come one time and blowed every tree down but two. No, three. Left three trees, and it just stopped close as them trees is there. All over. There's an acre of it.
Big trees, too?
Big trees. I couldn't reach around them.
And that must have been some wind.
And he tore them out of the roots. You remember that, don't you, Dave? Them big apples grow along the side of the yard.
You must really get some winds up here that blow.
Oh, that was the harsh wind we ever did have. It blowed the timber all down. It all fell. It comes from the east. We have a storm, it comes from the east. We've got one. We never pay much attention to it. It comes from the west. Because it comes across them mountains and comes down. It dips in here. It gets us. It blowed the pines down and big trees and just blowed them all one way. They just laid left on one way, like that.
Do you ever get any hurricanes or
no.
twisters or cyclones?
That's all kind of wind we ever have.
Just
more than this here now. Just breeze.